Prevent Child Abuse Florida and partners across the state are ready to support you with resources and programs right in your community. The state of Florida invests in you because every parent deserves support and every child deserves a loving home. Visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
Keys Talk 96.9 102.5 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
A multi-state path of destruction. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There's damage from tornadoes and severe thunderstorms from the Ohio Valley to the southeast. Fox 5 Atlanta's Mark Teichner in Rockland County, Georgia.
It's going to take some time for them to be able to clear all of this up, so they are asking folks, if at all possible, to stay at home, not come out, and give them the space and the time to get everything done.
There are power outages from Kentucky to Michigan, more than 100,000 in West Virginia. There's a severe weather threat today all along the East Coast. Dozens of people are trapped in highway tunnels in Taiwan after the strongest earthquake there in 25 years. At least 9 people are dead. More than 800 injuries are reported. Most commercial shipping still blocked, but a second channel's open for smaller vessels to get around the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The Navy's released underwater sonar images of what it looks like down there.
While there are cranes that can move what's left of the Key Bridge, the pieces to move are collapsed on themselves.
Some people use the term pancaked.
That's how Army Corps of Engineers Colonel S.D. Pinchason puts it. 3D imaging shows the wreckage isn't just resting on the river floor.
It's actually below the mud line. That makes it very difficult to know where to cut, how to cut.
And most importantly, how to move those pieces, because the only way to get to the goal of building a new bridge is to move what's left of the fallen one. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Former President Trump makes his first campaign stop in Wisconsin with a rally in Green Bay.
Not one more innocent life should be lost to Biden migrant crime.
Earlier in Michigan, he'd said he'd spoken with the family of a woman killed in Grand Rapids last month, the murder suspect, a man she knew in the country illegally. Ruby Garcia's sister, though, acting as a family spokesperson, says no one's spoken to former President Trump himself or anybody with his campaign. The latest Wall Street Journal polls find Trump ahead of President Biden in 6 of 7 so-called swing states, trailing only in Michigan head-to-head. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
When a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty, okay, who's there to help them or their families left behind? Who's helping our homeless vets and our nation to never forget 9/11? Well, that's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, and right now they can only continue this great work with your generosity. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
This is Florida News Now.
President Biden says Florida is now in play following a state Supreme Court ruling that allows a 6-week abortion ban to take effect. Biden predicts the Democrats and women voters will be energized to pass an abortion rights amendment this November. Former Miami Dolphins teammates are speaking out after the death of 35-year-old Vontae Davis. Ex-Dolphin Channing Crowder told NBC6 about the time Davis drove up while he was fishing in Davie.
Somebody says, see, and I look back and it's Vontae, and he U-turns and comes, pulls up, it might be 10 a.m., and we just sit and talk for 2 hours.
Davis's body was found in his grandmother's Southwest Ranch's home on Monday. Spring break is over, and now Miami Beach officials are letting down their hair.
To celebrate what ended up being an 8% reduction in citywide arrests during the month of March, Miami Beach's mayor and commissioner is handing out the Law and Order Award. Governor Ron DeSantis says the joint effort to enforce tight restrictions worked.
The businesses did very well. They do a lot better when their windows aren't smashed in. I can tell you that. A lot of the restaurateurs were thanking me because I usually get damaged during this, and they didn't.
Meanwhile, Fort Lauderdale police made 20 spring break-related arrests. Last year, it was only 8. Crowds were larger this year because of the Miami Beach measures. Eric Rodriguez, Miami.
Voters in Hillsborough County will be asked to fund what the superintendent calls an urgent need. The school board voted to put a referendum on November's ballot to boost teacher pay by $6,000 a year. Voters will be asked to approve a $1 million property tax hike. Work's underway in Miami-Dade County on a project honoring a local astronaut. A groundbreaking ceremony was held on a renovation project at the Hialeah Miami Lakes Senior High School Planetarium. It's named after astronaut Ken Mattingly. With Florida's News, I'm Chris Trankman.
Save this spring with an auto loan from Keys Federal Credit Union. At Keys FCU, we offer competitive rates, personalized service, and hassle-free approval. You'll save with low rates on all new, used, and refinanced vehicles. With an auto loan from Keys FCU, you will be driving off in style with your trusted credit union by your side. Visit keysfcu.org or any branch from Key West to Tavernier to get your low-rate auto loan today. Subject to credit approval, restrictions may apply. See us for details.
Glenn Beck.
Woo!
Free speech is on trial with our system of government.
Weekdays at 9 a.m.
The government can't tell you what you can say and what you can't say.
On Keys Talk 96.9 1025.
Weather forecast brought to you by the law offices of Steve Klitzner. Losing sleep over IRS tax problems? Go to FloridaTaxSolvers.com or give them a call at 305-682-1118. FloridaTaxSolvers.com or 305-682-1118.
Partly sunny, breezy, humid day, high 81 to 89. For Wednesday evening, couple of showers around the area. Partly cloudy, breezy, and humid. A thunderstorm late, low 70 to 75. Thursday, breezy in the morning. Soaking showers on the way, high 76 to 78. And then partly sunny, less humid Friday, high 74 to 79. For weather anytime, check out AccuWeather.com and download the free app. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Steve Williams.
Morning, glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. I'm Hugh Hewitt, live inside the Beltway. Good Wednesday morning to you. I am very aware that many of you simply call me Coach Hugh because I am your life coach, and I appreciate that. But the real coaches out there who listen, you know, like Urban Meyer, greatest football coach in the history of Ohio State, is a regular listener. I hope Ryan Day is because we're on in Columbus, of course. And I read a story this morning over at Cleveland.com by Nathan Baird, who is one of the co-hosts of Buckeye Talk, hosted by Stephen Means, and he and Andrew are on it. But it's about Carlos Laughlin. Now, Carlos Laughlin, I did not ever hear of until Monday when he was introduced as the new running backs coach at the Ohio State University. They're going to have the best running back room in the country next year, Trevann and the guy they got from Alabama. But the backstory here is amazing. And Ryan Day went on local 97.1 in Columbus yesterday and talked about it, and I didn't have any idea. Laughlin played at Chattanooga, okay, but then the path for him, Carlos, we'll just say now, Carlos Laughlin, the path for him is wild. The former Chattanooga running back, Nathan Baird Wright, said in previous interviews he's worked as a correction officer before his stint in the Arena League. So he played Arena League football. During that time, he tells it, he began volunteering for high school programs in Tennessee, sometimes still showing up for practices in his bulletproof vest. After 8 years as a high school assistant, he moved up through Mike Norvell's Memphis program as weight room supervisor, then offensive analyst, then director of high school relations. The latter is the role he served in after he followed Norvell to Florida State for one season. After 1 year as a Western Kentucky running back coach, he jumped to Oregon for two seasons. For his fourth season as a position coach, he'll join Ohio State. And the reason I use that is Carlos Laughlin is not unusual. High school football coaches are sort of like, it may even be worse than the military. The military gives you 3 years or 1 year duties, or they'll let you do a bachelor tour or a unaccompanied spouse tour somewhere for 1 year, and they move you around a lot, and the kids develop resiliency as a result. But football coaches and basketball coaches are the same way. After I was done talking to Larry Harnier today, he was telling me that Hillsdale won Division II this year, basketball. And I was talking about the kid from Oakland who also played at Hillsdale for 4 years, and then because they were COVID kids, NCAA gave him 2 extra years. So he went out to Oakland, and he asked permission to do it. And I said, you know, I would hire any Hillsdale basketball player who played 4 years and started for my basketball team, sight unseen. They'd be smarter than every other coach I've met in the basketball game, and they would be organized, disciplined, and they would stress education for their kids. I mean, Division II, three, not Division I. Different ball game, Division I. You got to be able to work with NIL. But NIL isn't a big deal for Division II. And Division and a Hillsdale basketball player I would hire immediately, and I would keep him there forever, sort of like Butler used to be before they lost their accreditation. I'm sorry, they didn't lose their accreditation. I'm not sure it's a degree granting. I just say that for the benefit of Schroeder, who's listening in Tennessee right now. But like the Butler guy who went to the Celtics, whose name I can't remember because they choke in the second half of every game they're ever in the Final Four. I keep him out of my mind. I don't want to choke on the air. But I just wanted you to know, Coach Hugh is here for you other coaches out there. We're always here for you. Let me go back to Donald Trump in Wisconsin yesterday. I haven't finished this yet because it's so much fun. Cut number 21. This one's aimed at Dwayne.
In addition, I will take aggressive action to end radical Democrat lunacy known as squatters' rights. They want to squat into your house. There's now an epidemic of illegal squatters throughout our country. They're trying to steal American homes by exploiting Marxist laws and Democrat-run cities. I mean,
I would really wish we had the marker so we could get a photo of Dwayne up, and then we would just draw the arrow when he says squatters' rights, and we would put a circle around Dwayne because we can't get him out of the studio.
Just a program note for the audience. It will be the Squatters show on Friday.
Friday, yes, it will, for the first 2 hours, because I got to get to Ohio. Cut number 22, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Congress to send a bill to my desk ensuring that anyone who murders a police officer will receive immediately the death penalty. I guess they like the police. I like the police.
All right, cut number 23. I got to prove a point. Cut number 23.
We will stop Biden's inflation train wreck, and we will drill, baby, drill. We're going to get your energy prices way down.
Okay, you know what's going on here? I have always had the theory the reason the former president did not win in 2020 is that COVID shut down the rallies. The Trump rallies are a unique phenomenon in my life. I've done 12 presidential campaigns, voted 12 times. I've won 6 times, I've lost 6 times, and that's pretty much American history. And that's good. It's not bad to lose. It's good to lose, and then you change the party up. But why did Trump lose in 2020? COVID. And what did COVID do? It created a lot of anxiety and fear, and any time you have a recession on your watch or a pandemic, it's not good for you. Last pandemic we had was in 1918 through 1920. Of course, Democrats lost in 1920. Warren G. Harding, great man from Ohio, he is from Ohio, but he's not a great man. He won. And if a natural disaster happens on your watch, happened to W2, the recession of 2008, even though he saw it coming, he tried to stop it. The Democrats had floated money out there to everyone. The housing crisis built on a pyramid of bad credit, and it fell down. And then COVID hurt Trump. But what really hurt Trump, he could not have his rally. His rallies are his feedback loop. All right. And by the way, it's a good feedback loop. People who go to Trump rallies are a good indication of who the base is that you've got to turn out. And they're wild, wild crowds. They're back to where they were in 2015, 2016. CNN won't care them this time because they're CNN. And NBC, of course, doesn't know they exist. But you do, and I do, and I play them for you. Because he knows when he gets applause over a line, he says, oh, that goes into the data bank. and you'll hear it again and again and again. Let's hear about peace through strength. Cut number 24.
You would have never had Ukraine being attacked, and you would have never had Israel being attacked. Those things wouldn't have happened. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after we win the presidency, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it settled. I know them both very well. We will restore peace through strength, and we will prevent World War III. And nobody else can say, you're going to end up in World War III. This guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He doesn't know what he's saying. He doesn't know who to speak to. He's lost. He's a lost soul. Our president is a lost soul. It's pathetic.
And he got some feedback there, which we just cut off. People, a lost soul. He's pathetic. By pathetic, he is deserving of prayer and sympathy. But, I mean, he just can't be president for four more years. You know that, and I know that. If you're a Democrat, you're voting for Kamala Harris, and you know that. Let me go to this cut, cut number 26. Listen to the crowd carefully.
But think of it. Venezuela, which was a lot of that was an enemy when I left, an enemy, and they were ready to fold. Now they're supplying us with oil. I wouldn't have even thought to buy oil from them. But more importantly, their crime rate is down to 60. It's down by 67%. And the reason is they've taken their gangs and their criminals and they brought them into the United States. Oh, wait till you see next year. They'll be pretty soon, they'll be at no crime, zero crime in the entire country of Venezuela, the beautiful country of Venezuela. In fact, we'll be going to Venezuela for vacations. Yeah, it's took a lot of it.
If you're watching on Salem News Channel,
prisoners, murderers, drug dealers,
the former president leans in to build the wall chant, which is impromptu, and he gives his trademark thumbs up, and that's registering. And build the wall plus A-A-B-C-D-E-I-I. All right? It's very easy to remember. A-A-B-C-D-E-I-I. We are against appeasement. We are against amnesty. We want a border wall. We are against crime. We hate DEI and we hate inflation. A-A-B-C-D-E-I-I. Those are his issues. But number one issue is inflation. Number two issue is the border. And the Bloomberg poll showed he's ahead in 6 of 7 swing states already. And you know what? It's going to build. Because no matter how much bubble wrap they wrap Joe Biden in, he's still got to show up once in a while. And every time he does, he loses votes. Every single time. He doesn't do one hard interview. He goes over to MSNBC, a safe space. But he doesn't do one single interview anywhere at any time with a real journalist or a moderately difficult journalist because he can't do it. He cannot do it. And we cannot have a country run by someone who cannot do interviews with even mildly critical journalists. Stay tuned, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
There's a lot of spin on the news out there. Where do you hear the truth? Right here, as soon as Hugh Hewitt returns. This is The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Are you an accomplished individual with capital but struggling to find investments that truly match your financial aspirations? Well, we hear you loud and clear. Welcome to Key City Capital, where we believe wealth is more than just a number. Key City offers passive investments in cash-flowing multifamily properties that can truly fit your portfolio, goals, and values. We carefully and strategically strive to identify these promising opportunities across a broad array of conservative, landlord-friendly real estate markets to purchase or build for rent communities. We endeavor to grow your wealth while also contributing positively to the cities and communities in which our properties are located.
Call now, 817-912-1569. That's 817-912-1569. Or visit keycitycapital.com/Hugh to schedule your free consultation. That's keycitycapital.com/Hugh. Let Key City Capital work to turn your financial aspirations into reality today.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you
you suffer from heartburn, can't eat the foods you like, then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
This is the Hugh Hughes Show.
What does being responsible mean to you? It means a lot to Mike Lester. Mike is the founder of Talon Wealth, and when he talks about financial planning for retirement, he's very clear about what he believes is and is not responsible.
To me, it's not responsible, or another way to phrase that is that it's irresponsible for an advisor to promote products to individuals, to promote products like annuities, to promote products like real estate investment trust, to promote things that pay that advisor a commission. And the advisor gets the commission whether the client does well or not. And then they're making promises that aren't, I just feel like too many people have been misled. And so it needs to be a responsible plan.
Get to know Mike Lester and the Talon team at 305-360-1000.
Advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
Your business point of sale system is the heart of your business. It manages your employees, your customers, your sales, and your livelihood. I'm Mike Krause, president of SalesSense Payments of the Florida Keys. I'm your neighbor, involved in the community, such as the Chamber of Commerce, the Business Guild, as well as the Rotary. We show up on site, and we make sure you're happy with your point of sale system. If my clients have a question, concern, they can call or text me directly with my 20 years of experience. Relationships are everything, and I want a long-term relationship with you, and we'll make your business more profitable. Call or text me at 305-723-1234 and ask about your free credit card device. Again, 305-723-1234, or check us out online at SalesSensePayments.com. We are your trusted point of sale partner. 305-723-1234.
Hey Key West, Danny Hughes here from Two Friends. Maura and I wanted to take a moment to thank our wonderful customers, staff, suppliers, and support businesses that made 2023 our best ever. You know who you are, and you have our deepest gratitude. We look forward to 2024 and promise to keep bringing you great food, proper drinks, and some of the best music in Key West, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And the parking lot makes visiting us a snap. So meet your friends or make your friends at Two Friends, 512 Front Street in Old Town Key West, and at twofriends.com.
If Jesus came from Mississippi, if tears began to rise, I guess I'll start at the beginning.
Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. It's, of course, raining inside the Beltway again. I believe in climate change. When Democrats are in power, Washington has lousy weather to reflect the mood of the country. And therefore, elect Trump for sunny days. That's the bottom line here. That music you heard is the opening that you will hear to Look Through the Chaos Pod, which I really recommend to all of you if you want to understand what's going on in the economy, because Campbell actually knows what he's talking about, and Dwayne does a good job telling you. The Look Through the Chaos Podcast, Clarity in Tumultuous Times. I don't know who came up with that subheader. I hate that subheader, but you might want to ask Andrew and Todd to actually...
come up with a subheader?
Yeah, and sponsor you. Sponsored by AndrewandTodd.com.
Well, that
That's
would be
what.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. AndrewandTodd.com are my sponsor. They are the sponsor of the Hugh Hewitt Show, and I love them because they did the mortgage I needed when I moved to Washington D.C. Because most people, I moved here in 2016, January 2016, Dwayne, I think January 2016, and I
somewhere around there.
Yeah, I had been given directions by the fetching Mrs. Hewitt, buy anything you want. We're not staying there at more than a decade. And so buy anything you want. I'll deal with it. So I did. I bought the cheapest house I could in the area that we wanted to live, which was near Reagan Airport. And, of course, she got here and saw it and immediately wanted to move. So never believe your spouse when they say do whatever you want, because they don't really mean it. So I had to go back to Andrew and Todd. Say, hey, guys, I got to do this again. And they said, no problem. But that was in the good old days. And then they said, just buy it and we'll refinance it. And that's what we did. And those were the good old days when interest rates were in the threes and the fours. Now they're in the sixes and the sevens. And you know what you do? You kind of open a lifetime file with AndrewandTodd.com. Because they're young. They'll be there forever. Sierra Pacific Mortgage has been around forever. They're the bank. They're an Andrew and Todd are banker. They lend you the money. So you actually get the money from them. So you're talking to your banker when you're talking to them. They underwrite the loan. They help you with your credit report. They help you find a financial advisor if you're doing a reverse mortgage. They I got a note from Andrew over the weekend. Apparently rates have come down on second homes and investment houses. I didn't know that, and good to know that. So if you're looking for a second home because you want to be in real estate, you want to diversify, and you want to own it all, go to AndrewandTodd.com or call 888-888-1172. But what you do on their plan is they say, look, we're going to put you into the house at the best rate we can get. Let's say it's 6 3/4, because that's where the market is. And then we will automatically call and get you refied whenever rates drop to a significant reduction in your monthly payment after the cost of the loan. So they don't just do the tin man thing and work you. They only call you when it makes sense. And I did this with them many times, because I've been their client for more than a decade. And many times I've refied. Now, refinancing is like going to the dentist, only worse. And dentists, I love you. I do. You do good things for me. But when you got a hot tooth, or even for a cleaning, which doesn't hurt at all, but a hot tooth is a bad thing. And going to the dentist is something you just got to do. And getting refied is something you just got to do. So you want to do it with someone who is easier rather than harder. That's AndrewandTodd.com, 888-888-1172. Got to bring you one more cut from Donald Trump in Wisconsin, cut 25.
When I win, you are all getting tax cuts, and you're getting a brand new Trump economic boom. And that's where we were headed.
So stop. Do you hear that? That's genuine. The place is packed. Now, it's not Madison. It's not Milwaukee. But I'm telling you, Democrats aren't going to turn out. They're not going to turn out. They are completely bummed out by the prospect of a President Kamala Harris. And that's what they're voting for. I want you to vote for ReliefFactor.com. It's our other sponsor. And I remind you at this time, don't leave home without it. Coming up, Senator Tom Cotton. He doesn't leave home without it, I hope. He's commuting almost every day that I talk to him on the air. Whether or not Senator Cotton uses ReliefFactor.com, he's a young man. I think he gave up long distance running. I want you to use it. I got passed by a couple of knuckleheads Saturday. I was out on the doing an 8-mile deal. And my knuckleheaded son and his buddy blew past me on bicycles, and they had done a 67-mile bike ride that morning. And I didn't have any extra relief factor for them, so I didn't give it to them. But if you're one of those nutters who do that kind of thing, getting ready for triathlons, et cetera, Ironman, get your ReliefFactor.com. Make it part of your day if you're an ultra athlete, because you really do need what they're given, which is the natural ingredients that your body needs to get back into shape after a big, big workout. Senator Cotton is next. Stay tuned, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
You all know how your tax dollars have been used to push progressive politics in public schools, while math and English scores decline. For years, America's biggest asset managers have been doing the same thing, using your retirement savings to push their politics, their DEI and ESG agenda, without your consent and at your expense. There's an alternative. At Strive, we put shareholders first. Maximizing your returns is our only agenda. To learn more, visit strive.com now. That's strive.com.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to preserve our nation's history? Consider purchasing a Blueprints of Liberty brick. Each purchase helps to build Liberty Village. By sponsoring a brick, you become a part of the Blueprints of Liberty Village, a unique destination that brings our founding history to life. This family-friendly location will provide an opportunity for youth and visitors to encounter history like never before. Visit UnitedWePledge.org to order your Blueprints of Liberty brick today.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
It'll never happen to me. I'll never need help. That's what every boater thinks. But then one day, you do need help, and you have no way of getting it because you thought having an emergency locator beacon was unnecessary. You're wrong. Emergency locator beacons are effective, affordable, and they save lives. Seriously. If not for you, do it for them.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Thousands of homes and businesses are without power in Kentucky after multiple EF1 tornadoes tore through Louisville.
It did skip down there on Hahn Ridge Road. This is very typical. A lot of roof damage, a lot of tree damage, twisting and turning of the debris.
That's John Gordon with the National Weather Service. Governor Andy Beshear declared a state of emergency. At least 9 people are dead, more than 700 people injured in an earthquake in Taiwan. This while its military is keeping a close eye on China and its military planes flying above the island.
Those Chinese aircraft are not there to deliver aid to Taiwan, of course, after the earthquake. China's been ramping up these large-scale simulated attacks on the self-governed island democracy since 2020 and after Nancy Pelosi's visit 2 years ago.
That is Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The provocation coming as President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping spoke about keeping peace in the region. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Florida News Now. A ruling by the Florida Supreme Court allowing an abortion rights amendment on the November ballot is spurring supporters into action. Lauren Brenzel is campaign director for Yes on 4.
In the coming months, the Yes on 4 campaign will be launching major paid and earned communication campaigns and an expansive grassroots organizing effort to ensure that we bring this initiative over the finish line.
Passage of the measure requires approval from at least 60% of voters. Governor Ron DeSantis says the Division of Emergency Management has now brought 220 Americans from Haiti to Florida. The first rescue flight was just 2 weeks ago. The Miami Marlins are off to the worst start in team history, falling to 0-6 after a 3-1 loss at home to the Angels. At Tropicana Field, the Tampa Bay Rays beat Texas 5-2, evening their record at 3-3. With Florida's news, I'm Alan Spector.
Being a small business owner isn't for everyone, but there you are, employing people, keeping customers happy. We tip our sunglasses to you. It's not easy. We got that. So when it comes to advertising your business and adding customers, at Keys Talk 96.9 and 102.5, we'd like a chance to earn your business part of the Magnum Broadcasting family. Locally owned, locally involved, locally committed. The Magnum Broadcasting family of radio stations in the Keys. You know, we're small business owners just like you. And the last thing you need right now is another headache. That's why we've made it simple and easy to get on the air and add new customers. And if it's okay with you, we'd rather see you in person or talk on the phone. We can email and text later on if we make the cut. Call 305-296-9968. 305-296-9968. Thanks for your consideration. 305-296-9968.
Partly sunny, breezy, humid day, high 81 to 89. For Wednesday evening, couple of showers around the area. Partly cloudy, breezy, and humid. A thunderstorm late, low 70 to 75. Thursday, breezy in the morning, soaking showers on the way, high 76 to 78. And then partly sunny, less humid Friday, high 74 to 79. For weather anytime, check out AccuWeather.com and download the free app. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Steve Williams.
Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas joins me. Good morning, Senator. Welcome back. Good to have you as always.
Good morning, Hugh. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I've been promoting you or Joni Ernst or Mike Pompeo for vice president, but I'm going to blow up your chances right now by revealing that you are indeed a Red Sox fan. I am curious if you have raised the Cotton lads to be Guardians fans or not.
Well, first off, Hugh, in our household, they are and will always be referred to as the Indians. And while we respect them for what they're able to accomplish on a relatively low budget, we also are regretful for Indian fan like you who see their best players end up growing up to be picked off by people like the Yankees, as the news wires this morning say that Shane Bieber may be after an impressive second outing last night.
No, it will kill me. It will kill me if he goes to the Yankees, but I know he's going to get traded because we got to get some
people.
Yeah,
I mean, not everyone. You have Jose Ramirez, who's probably one of the best, most unheralded superstars of his generation, on track for a quiet Hall of Fame career, in addition to being a pretty good boxer, as we learned last year against the White Sox.
He's a great clubhouse leader. I'm so glad. And Jose passed up, like, double the money to stay in Cleveland, which I've got to admit isn't a very ordinary thing. So I love Jose. Senator, you did an op-ed today, getting serious here. You did an op-ed today. A lot of ballplayers in the United States come from the DR. And I've been down to the DR a few times. And I run into Haitian refugees all the time because they come over from Haiti to try and get some relief from the chaos. And in Haiti, they cross the border into the DR. Tell us about your op-ed and why. I was kind of surprised to see you write it. What prompted you to write about not making Haiti our problem?
So, Hugh, what's happening is Haiti is a tragic situation, a total breakdown of authority and basic order. It has essentially become a state of anarchy, with rival gangs combining in league to protect their turf or expand their power. And you're starting to hear some calls from different quarters for people to be engaged there. And what you see is that more and more people don't remember the history of Haiti or our interventions there. Again, Haiti has a long and troubled history going back 200 years. America's intervened there repeatedly for the last 100 years, most recently with our military in 1994 under the Clinton administration. And there's no long-term solution. On occasion, we might solve a short-term problem, Hugh, but there's never been a long-term solution. And in general, when you have civil strife or even civil war overseas, as Bob Gates wrote about Somalia, if a people can't figure out how to solve their own differences without killing each other, interposing American forces in between warring factions is not a recipe for stability in the long term. And at a time we're already so strained around the world, in Europe, in the Middle East, in China, we can't be taking on additional burdens in Haiti. Of course, there are certain things that we should be doing, if necessary, rescuing or evacuating American citizens, helping the Dominican Republic deal with this fallout, making sure that Haitian refugees don't reach our shores in boats or don't cross into Mexico and then cross our border. Under no circumstances should we be putting American forces into Haiti simply to try to stabilize the situation.
I like a preemptive op-ed. You're absolutely right. And there's nothing we can do that until and unless the Haitians decide they want order and do something about it. Senator, let's turn to the border. I've been playing Donald Trump in Wisconsin. And aside from his very, very funny, he's going to declare November 5 Christian Awareness Day. And that's a funny line. He'll get abused by the left. He mostly talked about the border. You have a border bill. Would you tell people what your border bill would do?
Our border bill would very simply restore some of the effective policies that President Trump pursued. It would stop asylum abuse and parole abuse. I think many Americans don't realize that oftentimes illegal migrants are not running away from the Border Patrol. They're running to the Border Patrol because they know they can utter a few magic words and that Joe Biden has declared, in many cases, categorically, that any large swaths of these migrants will be allowed to enter the country. We'd also finish the border wall. Obviously, it's not a sufficient step to secure our border, but it's an absolutely necessary step to secure our border. It's why the Dominican Republic is building a border wall on its border with Haiti. It's why Israel has walls, you know, surrounding potential terrorist enclaves in Judea and Samaria. Walls simply work. So there's a lot of, I think, fairly obvious steps we could take to protect our border. Joe Biden hasn't taken them, not because it's mysterious. It's because his party is ideologically invested in open borders.
Well, we also have Turkey has built a wall with Syria. Finland is building a wall with Russia. Walls work. And I think if President Trump campaigns on wall and education, he wins. Let's talk a moment about education. If we got the triple play, the House, the Senate, and the presidency, you get one big swing each year with reconciliation. Do you think that should go the first big swing, just under that circumstance? If President Trump wins, we've got the Senate and the House. Should his one big swing be extend the tax cuts? Should it be education reform using the spending clause? Or should it be a defense buildup? You get one big swing.
Yes. Well, to be exact, you get two. You get one per year with the annual budgeting process. That's how the Democrats passed their two big spending blowouts. So one thing, obviously, that we'll have to tend to is the 2017 tax bill has some upcoming expiring deadlines. We can't allow to have the key provisions of that bill to have expire and have a massive tax increase on working class and middle class Americans. But as you say, there are many other urgent priorities as well, like rebuilding our military, reining in deep state bureaucrats who don't accept that anyone's ever the president over them, much less Donald Trump being the president, and everything we can do as well to try to ensure that we have the resources necessary to protect our southern border. So there's a lot of possibilities that we can use the fast-track budgetary processes for, and I got to say the Democrats stretched the traditional rules and practices pretty far in 2021 and 2022, so what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Do you think you could combine an extension of the tax cuts with a requirement that no spending for education, K through 12, be extended to any school system that does not provide for robust school choice?
Yeah, it's a possibility, Hugh. I'd obviously have to examine it. There's also problems with higher education we'd want to address as well, and some of the ideological rot you've seen on those campuses, almost all of which are supported in one way or another by federal dollars. So, again, there's a lot of opportunity for different kinds of reforms that are both popular and effective using those fast-track budget processes.
Can you do more than one thing? For example, could you tax endowments to raise revenue in order to offset some of the increases that come from, say, the spending requirements for the DOD?
Well, Hugh, as a matter of fact, I have legislation to do just that. It raises a good amount of money, about $15 billion a year, which just happens to be what we need to pay for aid to Israel. So I thought it would be a fitting way to show how these universities have indulge in anti-Semitic presence on their campus by taxing their endowments and using that money to support Israel. But you could use that money for anything, and that would fit squarely within any kind of budget bill, because it is simply a change to the tax code saying that universities with endowments of certain sizes are no longer totally exempt from taxation. I mean, in some cases, these universities barely even merit the name anymore. They'd be better called a large hedge fund with tens of billions of dollars in assets with a small university attached to it.
That would be our alma mater. But let's not go there. Let's go to Israel instead. Senator, tragedy 2 days ago when Israel struck a relief convoy, killing 7 aid workers. And it is a tragedy, and the Israelis stepped up and took responsibility for it, and the IDF head was out there with a statement. In Afghanistan, during the evacuation that became a rout, last thing we did in Afghanistan was kill 10 innocent civilians. No one ever stood up the day after. Am I right about that?
Not that I recall, Hugh, and I agree, of course, with you and with Prime Minister Netanyahu that the death of these aid workers is a tragedy. And I know that the Israeli Defense Forces are conducting a thorough after-action review to ascertain how it happened and whether there's any culpability for it among their forces and how they can prevent it from happening in the future. But unfortunately, in a time of war, these things can't happen. And we should recall that this war was started not by Israel, but by Hamas, by invading Israel, massacring more Jews than at any time since the Holocaust, gang-raping women before shooting them dead and burning babies alive. And I know that President Biden and all of his mouthpieces have been out there for the last 2 days expressing their outrage over this incident. Why don't they express outrage over what Hamas did to Israel that launched this war? Or rather than, say, continuing to get on Israel's case about the absolutely necessary operation coming up in Rafah to destroy the last battalions of Hamas's terrorist fighters, why don't they demand that Hamas release the hostages and unconditionally surrender? If the administration and the president wanted to protect civilians in Gaza, the simplest and fastest way to do so is to demand that Hamas release all the hostages and unconditionally surrender.
You know, the reason they won't do that, Senator, is that they are appeasement-oriented. And my slogan for the campaign hand is AABCDEII, Afghanistan and appeasement, the border crime, DEI and inflation. And it's a very easy way to remember what the election is about. Right now, Donald Trump is ahead in all but one of the swing states. Do you think that's going to get a bigger lead, or is it going to shrink as we get closer?
Hugh, I think the American people have made up their mind on Joe Biden. And again, as I always say, it's partly that he is old and infirm, but it's mostly that he is a liberal ideologue. If Joe Biden was 20 years younger and sprightly and energetic, he would still be a failed president because the American people would still be paying too much for everything from gas to groceries to rent. Our border would still be a wide-open disaster. We'd still see rising crime rates in our country. Uncle Sam would still have a kicking sign on his back around the world. And the American people have made up their mind, and they're ready to replace Joe Biden. And in a unique circumstance that we haven't seen in more than 120 years in this country, they don't have to guess or speculate about the kind of president Donald Trump would be. They know. When Donald Trump was president, we didn't have inflation. We had a robust, strong, growing economy with more jobs. We had a border that was under control. We didn't have Russia invading Ukraine like we did under Barack Obama and now Joe Biden. Iran was cornered, and it was weak, and it was beginning to look for off-ramps. So they know what Donald Trump did as president and what he'll do again as president. That's why I think you see the lead in these polls, and why I think it'll be steady through November when you're going to have a big victory, not only for the White House, but also for the Senate and the House.
Oh, you know, I actually have got my list of possible Senate pickups up to 7 now, which is more than I ever expected. Keep coming back, Senator. Good to talk to you. Don't go anywhere, America. Calvin Beisner is next. His brand-new book on energy is absolutely critical for anyone who's serious about energy. Stay tuned. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Portions of the Hugh Hewitt Show brought to you by Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For more info, call 888-888-1172.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
At 4:31 this afternoon, some amazing pictures on our Facebook page to go along with an amazing story. Wanda Kiefer from All Seasons Vacations is in Jamaica as we speak, And there's a gentleman who has spina bifida who is having the time of his life because of the work of All Seasons Vacations. Wanda, nice to hear your voice. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. It's beautiful here at Sandal South Coast, and we're all having a great time.
The wedding picture is of the Barnes, Mr. and Mrs., and one of the greatest pictures I've ever seen of a couple at a sunset on property. But then you've got this differently abled wedding participant, friend of the family that wanted to be on site for the vows, and you've made it very easy, and he's having the time of his life, isn't he?
He absolutely is. I mean, I've really gotten to know him on this trip. He's very open about his disability, and you know, one of his requests was, I just want to say that I got in a pool here in Jamaica. I just want to see that. And I was like, oh boy, how are we going to make this one happen? And you know, I went to town right away with my connections here. They had a meeting, and you know, they came back to me within 24 hours and said, we got this. We know how to make this happen. Perfect. You just tell us what time he wants to get in the pool, and we're going to make it happen.
Love it.
And it has been amazing just watching him. It's been incredible.
All right. All Seasons Vacations is the company. AllSeasonsVacations.net. AllSeasonsVacations.net. This story will resonate with you either on a smaller level or on a bigger level family-wise here. And then the pictures that we're going to put up on our social media, the whole thing, 431 this afternoon. Be here on Keys Talk, 431, 20 years in business, allseasonsvacations.net, 431 this afternoon.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Holt with Keys Auto Center. We are proud to announce our second location at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard. We offer Chevrolet, Buick, GMC truck, Nissan, and a large pre-owned inventory as well. That's in addition to our original location at 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, where we offer Toyota, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. We even offer Vespa scooters and Epic and Club Car golf carts. With 11 new car brands, we are dedicated to making your buying experience as easy as possible. Please visit us at either location 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, or visit us online at keysautocenter.com.
That's Keys Auto Center, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, and now at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard, Key West. Keys Auto Center, your hometown dealership.
Hey, Florida Keys family, this is Box with Lichty Marine in beautiful Marathon, Florida. We are kicking off spring with a chance for you to win a brand new Suzuki 9.9 outboard engine. This thing's valued at just over $4,000, and all you have to do to qualify is schedule a 50-hour or above maintenance or book your Suzuki Repower appointment by April 15th. We're a full-line boat, trailer, and number one Suzuki Repower dealer of the Florida Keys. Visit us online at marathonsuzuki.com.
Welcome back, America. If you've listened to the Hugh Hewitt Show for any time, you know one of my favorite sayings is, energy is freedom. If you haven't got energy, you're not a free people. There's a brand new book out, Climate and Energy. It is edited by Calvin Beisner and David Legates, and it is indispensable for understanding this. Calvin joins me. Good morning, Calvin. Congratulations. This is quite the read. This must have taken you a long time.
It's about 2.5 years of work, yes.
Well, congratulations. I want to run to just the preface and then to one chapter. In the preface, you make four claims. Anthropogenic global warming is real, but unlikely to become catastrophic. It could, but won't necessarily be moderated, prevented, or even reversed by a new natural cycle of global cooling or augmented by a new warming cycle. 3, the cost-benefit ratio of adapting to whatever future climate we face is better than mitigation. And 4, if we choose adaptation over mitigation, life after climate change will most likely be better than it is today or ever has been. Amen, 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 amen. I'm so glad you put this at the beginning of the book, Calvin. How did you come to those four conclusions?
Well, you know, I could just say I get it from the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And that would shock a lot of people. But the fact is that this body from the UN told us in 2018 in a special report on global warming of 1.5 degrees that if we did nothing, to slow global warming from now to the end of the century, that warming would reduce global world product at the end of the century by about 2.6%. Now, that might sound bad, except that we also know that between now and then, gross world product will expand to probably just short of 9 times what it is today. So in other words, according to the UN, according to its own Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that everybody thinks is the Bible on global warming, right? According to them, we'll all be about 8.5 times better off at the end of this century than we are right now, even if we do nothing to fight global warming. And then we also can look at the fact that the costs of attempting to reduce the warming probably exceed the benefits that would come from that.
You know, Calvin, one of the things I hate are alarmists, because they never account for technology and they never account for progress. And we've been hearing alarmism since 1960. I'm an optimist about my grandchildren's future, provided we remain a free country and a free economy. Are you an optimist?
Same
I mean,
here.
I'm wildly Absolutely. Optimistic.
Absolutely. Anybody who thinks that we're going to go downhill from here has to just ignore all of recorded history, but especially the history of the last 250 years since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. We are all about 19 times better off now than we were 250 years ago. And there's no reason to think that that's disappearing. Instead, technological improvements are happening faster and faster every year, and now, there's no reason to think that they'll
in
stop.
In climate and energy.
Aside from major war, of course. Yeah. We could always kill each other off in a major war. But
Charles Krautheimer used to say there are no advanced civilizations because that always happens. But I want to go to Chapter 12, Sources of Primary Energy, because I went looking for your nuke stuff, because I am a huge proponent, as is former DepSec of Energy under Obama, Dan Poneman, of just doubling down on nuclear power everywhere all the time with our new module, nuclear power. Do people understand how much safer it is now? And how, we absolutely must have nuclear power if we're serious about any mitigation, much less adaptation.
I agree with you, absolutely. Now, there's a transition period. It takes time to build a whole lot more nuclear reactors, and much of the world still depends primarily on fossil fuels, coal, oil, and natural gas. They provide about 85% of all the energy used in the world right now. Nuclear, about another 15%, hydro, about 5%. And then of the remaining 5%, wood and dried dung and other biomass provide about half of that. And then wind and solar, just about half, you know, the other 2.5%. So what we need to see is the rapid adoption of more nuclear technologies. Certainly, the small module reactors are a tremendous opportunity for us. And as far as safety is concerned, nuclear has absolutely the best safety record of any energy system that we have. The old joke, of course, is that more people have died in the backseat of Ted Kennedy's car than in all civilian nuclear accidents.
That's true.
And that's still true.
That's still true. I want to send everyone to Climate and Energy, The Case for Realism, because I am serious about this. Energy is freedom. Calvin has written an accessible book by tapping into the experts around the world. Climate and Energy has many, many chapters, and it always comes with a foreword in each chapter for dummies like me. Calvin, I really like that approach, by the way. I really do. Stick around after the break for five more minutes if you can. I got to go off, and then we'll bring you back up because I want to talk to you about the other experts who contribute to climate and energy, The Case for Energy Realism. Stay tuned, America. Good.
The Hugh Hewitt Show is now available on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com or download the app. You can also watch on Roku and Fire Stick. Salem News Channel, the antidote to the mainstream media.
You absolutely, positively need the truth. This is where you turn. This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Greska's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Greska's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Good morning, dear. Breakfast almost ready.
In a minute. So did you happen to call someone about spalling repair for the house?
You know what? I knew I forgot something yesterday.
Honey, you know how important spalling repair is, especially here in the Keys. If that spalling damage gets any worse...
Don't worry. I'll call Design Center and Marathon.
When?
Today.
How about now?
Okay, dear. Now.
Design Center, the most efficient spalling contractor in the Keys, providing the fastest results. With over 40 years combined experience in spalling repair and a member of the International Concrete Repair Institute, Design Center can handle the largest jobs to small structures. They also handle quite a number of condominium and county projects. Mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair. Visit designcenterfl.com or call 305-735-4042. Design Center, 6677 Overseas Highway, Marathon. License number CGC 1523838. Remember, mention this ad or the program you're listening to and receive 10% off your spalling repair from Design Center.
Keys Talk 96.9-1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth, and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 9 o'clock.
More campaign cash coming in. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Trump campaign and Republican National Committee report raising $65.6 million last month, with $93 million now in available cash. Biden administration hasn't announced new numbers for March yet. It reported $155 million cash on hand in February, also raising $25 million with a single fundraiser last week in New York. President and former president win more primaries in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin.
President Biden has faced opposition from activists encouraging Democrats to vote against him to send a message of disapproval for his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas. And some Republican Trump critics are still voting for rivals who have since dropped out.
Fox's Ted Lindner. President Biden, in a statement, says he's outraged and heartbroken about the deaths of seven aid workers in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza.
Israel's military chief says the preliminary investigation into the deaths of the aid workers suggests the incident was, quote, a mistake that followed a misidentification. World Central Kitchen says it had coordinated with the Israeli military over the movement of its cars, identified by the charity's logo on the roof. It has suspended food deliveries to Gaza, and other humanitarian groups have followed suit.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers. There's storm damage in several states, severe weather causing at least one death in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a homeless woman taking shelter in a drainage pipe.
A powerful storm system bringing dozens of tornado reports, large hail, hurricane-force wind gusts, and feet of snow, as well as flooding rainfall, now moving towards the East Coast today, bringing more threats of danger and damage from Florida to Maine. Some of this energy will then be transferred to a nor'easter, which will crank up Thursday and Friday as it lingers off the New England coast, bringing over a foot of snow, very strong winds, and the risk for flooding.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. At least 9 people are killed in an earthquake in Taiwan. Hundreds injured. Taiwan's National Fire Agency says 70 miners are trapped into coal mines. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
After 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation promised to make sure that we never forget, and since then they have been supporting American heroes and their families, heroes like U.S. Army Specialist Michael Hook. He was killed in Iraq, and Hook left behind a pregnant fiance who gave birth to a son that he would never meet. Tunnel to Towers stepped up. They paid off the mortgage on their home. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
This is Florida News Now.
An extensive storm system may bring some strong to severe storms to the Sunshine State today. A cold front is starting to move across, increasing chances for isolated strong to severe weather beginning in North Florida before heading down into the Orlando area, where rain chances will linger through tonight and possibly even tomorrow morning. And with feel-like temperatures in South Florida in the mid-90s, it might seem abnormally hot for this time of year, but National Weather Service meteorologists Sammy Hottie says it's really not.
At some point, we're going to have our last cold front move through the area, and then from there on out, we'll start to see this gradual trend of higher temperature during the afternoon hours as we head into summertime.
In fact, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches all hit 90 degrees back on March 18th. A cold front tomorrow should bring a late blast of below normal temperatures. Wake-up time tomorrow should be in the 50s in South Florida. Over 200 Americans are now out of Haiti thanks to Florida officials. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing the Division of Emergency Management has worked to bring 220 Americans in Haiti to Florida. The first rescue flight was 2 weeks ago. DeSantis says when Floridians and other Americans are in need, the state always steps up. He adds, even when the federal government fails to act, we step up. Fun doesn't come cheap. Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says the concept is called funflation, and the younger you are, the more likely you are to go into debt to have some fun.
We see that more than half of Gen Zers and millennials are willing to go into debt for discretionary expenses. Only about a quarter of boomers.
And a new Bankrate survey finds over a third of adults are willing to go into debt for at least one discretionary purchase this year. With Florida's News, I'm Natalie Rodriguez.
They tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive.
Get updates on this story and others at the top and bottom of every hour.
Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys.
Your weather forecast brought to you by Pepe's Steakhouse, 806 Caroline Street in Old Town Key West. Enjoy their famous breakfast, lunch, happy hour, and dinner. Open every day from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Online at Pepe's Key West.